Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's going on? Well, they just put out their most recent publication, and I only saw this because CBN was doing a story on their story, which is, you know, it's called the DeBeek. It's called this DeBeek magazine they put out, and you can see it here. That and they're talking about whatever their propaganda is and about their religion, you know, Islamist, radical Islam. But this is the article they talk about. It's called Why We Hate You. Why We Hate You. And Why We Fight You. And this is important because we need to know, we need to know why this is happening. Now, understand if it's coming from a reprobate mind and craziness, you know, you just got to say, you know, okay, why is God allowing this to take place at this present time? Because God is completely 100%. He's in control. He's in control over and over again. If you have not heard the program, we have it available for you. It's called Rebuilding the Walls, the Heart of Nehemiah, Rebuilding the Walls of the Church. Mm-hmm. And it's so important because he says, over and over again, Nehemiah, and again in his word and through Ezekiel, I'm fastening a storm against you. If you repent, it's not going to happen. But if you don't repent, I'm raising an enemy, allowing an enemy to raise up to come against you. Look at it this way. The person who comes against God has to believe in their own mind. They have to be convinced. There has to be something motivating them that they can actually come against God's folks. Because in the end, God's going to deal harshly with anybody that comes against his folks, but he will use a people who are evil to come against his own people. But in the end, he will deal with Pharaoh and his horsemen. But instead of trying to think about, you know, why would these people be hating us and that type of thing? The question is, are we insane? Mm. What have we done there's a statement in your insurance policy that nobody believes, but it says it right there. They're not going to cover it. They will not cover an act of God. You know why that's in there? Because that's a truth. There's, you know, we talk about if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. But if you back up one verse, he says, when I, God, bring calamity. So he says, when I bring calamity, you know, locusts and this hit the economy, those type of things. And so we're seeing a storm fashioned against us. So what are they saying? I mean, what do they write in this particular article? Why they hate you? Well, listen, I actually just went and read part of it. So if anybody's watching me from all those agencies that are watching people look at that, I just saw it and I wanted to read this because CBN was talking about it as well, Christian Broadcast Network. And he says in this particular article, they said the pagan Christians, and they're referring to anybody that's not them really, for ages has adopted a religion of contradiction, have adopted a religion of contradiction at war. You want to got it? You got it?
Yeah.
I got it. Contradiction at war against them, including belief, and they say Allah, but you think about Allah's their God, but our God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's name got changed to Israel. There's a big difference between Allah and God. Mm-hmm. And he says, but they write, they said that this is what the people that are attacking across the land, you just saw a priest in Normandy be beheaded at the altar Normandy church in France. You're seeing people ride 18-wheeler trucks going down the road and running over people, killing many people. And
being beheaded just for the simple cause that they're Christian?
Well, in France, Nice, France was the 18-wheeler. You're seeing a club in Orlando over 50 people being killed there, mm-hmm. and their loyalty was to this particular organization, this religion. And he says, this is the reason why we're attacking. This is why we hate you. It's because you believe that God, both God and man, are consistent with three entities. And we would say, they're saying we believe in the Trinity, that we believe in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We talked about this before in the differences, but they're writing it in their publications now. You see, without Jesus, we have no relationship with God. The only way to God is through his son, our faith and acceptance of his finished work on the cross. No Jesus, no relationship with God. And it's God's spirit that empowers us to be able to walk in this relationship. Jesus said, I want you to go make disciples and I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, they're saying, this is one of the reasons we're fighting you, because you believe in Jesus. You believe that God had a son. And you believe that he had a mother. It goes on to say, you believe he had a mother, and she was a mere human. Well, yeah, her name was Mary. She was a virgin, and God's Spirit, which is another part of the Trinity, hovered over her, and she conceived in her womb the Son of God.
It's amazing that they're coming against and attacking the Christians and being so open and being truthful about what Christians believe that some self-professing Christians aren't aware of.
Professing what? Because if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to God, I mean, you're not a Christian. Christian means Christ, Son of God follower. It's not like a brand name. It's not the name of your business cards. It's actually you follow Christ. And so then he goes on to say, and that this, you're saying that God had a child with the earthly human woman and they had his son? I mean, the whole reality of what is true to us, and that he was killed on a cross. You can't kill God on a cross. No, you didn't kill God on a cross. God offered up a son on the cross. That's the difference. God wasn't killed. He wasn't killed on a cross. He actually said, this is my son. I love, he says, for God so loved the world so much. He loves you so much that he gave his son to be a sin sacrifice. Because there needed to be a sacrifice. And he said that that Jesus, because his Son of God, whom folks heard him say when he got baptized, this is my son in whom I'm pleased. Listen to him. And he walked out for 3 awesome years, revealing the love of God to us and the forgiveness of God, mercies of God. And you see this, it's like, yeah, of course. But then Jesus loved the Father so much, loved God so much, that he loves you so much that he laid down his life for us. That's the whole thing. Because there's no relationship with God outside of Jesus. They're saying this is the reason why we're making war with you. This is what he said. It's like, okay, well, hey, that's not giving that up, you know? And so, but the Father, after sin was atoned for by his son that he offered, that Jesus willingly laid his life down, yes, on a cross, 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. He's not dead. He's alive. God raised Jesus from the dead. Islam believes, it's written in their by Muhammad, that Jesus has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, that there is no Trinity. There is no Son. There is no Holy Spirit, that Jesus was some prophet. And it's like, listen, that's where the rubber hits the road. So when you hear them talking about going to war with us and why they hate us, that's, you know, we got to make up our mind. There's a lot of people right now in America that go, ah, we'll give that up. God's God, whatever. There's many ways to heaven, and there's not. And there's so many people deceived right now because people aren't telling people the truth. You can't give that up. But something else I'm going to talk about after this break that they go on to write about that you need to give up. Maybe God is allowing them to have that belief system, whatever, you know, to be able to fuel them to deal with what's going on in our life, because we can't argue about the other things that they're coming against us about. But listen, when God begins to deal with a nation, we need to know what to do. And this offer we have for the special offer, I want you to take a look at it. We're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to go to the rest of this article, why they hate us. And it'll make a lot of sense. You know, it's like, hey, if I'm going to be hated for that, I want to live right before God. I want to acknowledge Jesus Christ. I want to say, hey, you're right. I do believe that God, the Spirit, hovered over Mary and conceived Jesus, the Son of God. And he was born as a man, lived as a man, though he was God. And he did offer up his son, Jesus, God did, on the cross as a price for our sin. That's how bad our sin is. But once that was dealt with, he said it is finished. And 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. It's an awesome story. Thank you for reminding us. We are reading through this latest issue, issue 15, called the Dabiq And in this particular article, the reason why we're doing it is because I saw a story done by CBN of Christian Broadcast Network of why they hate us, and they referred to it. And so if anybody's wondering why we looked at the beak, it was to find out, hey, why they hate us. And so I didn't read the whole thing because it's pretty gruesome. I encourage you not to unless you have to. But I was reading this one particular area about they're answering the question, hey, you want to know why we hate this and why we hate you? Because the first thing that we're finding out is like, okay, well, you're going to have to hate us because I'm not giving up Jesus. I mean, the Trinity. I like what Mike Bickle of IHOP, International House of Prayer Kansas City, says about the Trinity. He says, you know, you can lose your mind trying to figure it out and explain it, but you can lose your soul by denying it. Mm-hmm. But hey, God's God, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. So you're looking at right here, they continue to write why they hate us in this magazine, the Dubuque magazine. Why does radical Islam or Islamists, people that are loyal to the actual writings of the Quran, why do they hate us? He says, because they don't, he says, this, they hate us because of the Trinity. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that thinking that God is unable to forgive original sin except him actually offering his beloved men unjustly to bear the burdens to be crucified on behalf of the others. And so they're saying God wouldn't offer God's God. He wouldn't have to pay. He could just forgive sin. He wouldn't have to offer his son up for our sin because he could just forgive. God's a just God. The understanding the justice of God, which we barely do understand, but you can understand enough to put the fear of God in you, that where there's death, death is required. Where there's sin, a price is required for that sin, and we couldn't pay it. We blew it. The only way it could have been paid was by his son. That was the only way it could have been paid. Because he's just, he's loving and he's just. He wants a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with you. But the sin has to be dealt with. How does he forgive sin? When it's actually dealt with by pure blood. The pure blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus willingly did this. God willingly gave his son because he loves you. He loves you. That's who he is. And so they're saying that's my issue. That's another issue that I have with, you know, why people are riding trucks and through crowds of people in the name of ISIS and Islam. And it says, we hate you because you permit, and they go on to say here, and this is, you think about the particular things that are going on, because you actually permit the very things that Allah, this is what they're writing in the Dabiq, prohibit while banning many things that he actually permits. And so you think, well, what is that? Well, look at it. He says, you Christians disbelieve, you actually believe that separation of church and state is the right thing. And then you just permit all this, whatever you want to do and whatever whims you have, you just let it happen. Whoa. Yeah, you're right. We're sorry. That's true.
Yep.
That's true. We've made legal things that God hates. Not Allah, but our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He hates that. But that's correct in regards to saying, yeah, we did legalize a lot of sin recently, mm-hmm. and we have over a period of time. And so, but we believe in separation of church and state because we had a tyrant before. We had dictators. We had kings before. But that only works when it's one nation under God, not your God, but under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so then he says, you vote in people that just approve of those particular sins. Well, yeah. It's like, okay, all right. And so then he said, they write in this particular article, and then you legislate things that they're talking about Allah, right. You know, would not want. And secular liberalism has tolerated and supported things such as gay rights, to allow alcohol, to allow drugs, Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fornication, gambling, excessive usury is widespread, which means high interest rates. And encouraging the people to mock people who stand up against the filth and the vices of sin. And it's like, well, but it's not, yeah. You know, it's like so many people are hating what's happening right now, but we're not hating the sin. And their God's not God. God is God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's who God is. God, whose son is Jesus Christ and the only way to him. But we can't say we haven't legalized all these things. Mm-hmm. Maybe, maybe since God is in complete control, maybe God's saying, if you don't deal with your sin, I'm going to send somebody who doesn't even know me, who thinks they're killing you and doing me a service for harming you because of your sin. And they'll actually lock in and identify, and they'll say, this is the reason why we're doing it. That's looks. I mean, if you look at what's happening,
that's pretty spot on.
Like, well, yes, but it's not. It's not. I understand, but Allah's not God. I understand that. And then, and he goes on to particular talking about the depravity and all the things that are going on. This is what I feel so important for us to understand. That God, when God begins to deal with a nation, and he deals with nations, he deals with cities, he'll raise somebody up and put somebody in a place, and they'll be stubborn and stiff-necked and hard-headed, and they'll just drive that nation off a cliff. But God is allowing that. One guy was Jehoiakim. God allowed Josiah's son Jehoiakim to be put into office over God's people, got his name from Egypt, not from God, and Jehoiakim means God set man. I mean, this storm that's going on right now, this stuff, nobody's pulling one up on God. It's our sin. We've sinned, but we can turn back to God. It has nothing to do with, listen, God's bigger than all of this. God of the universe. But he's saying, what you going to do? Are you going to humble yourself? And so we have a president that's like, almost, he's almost like Jehoiakim, God set man. There's no way that one man could accomplish so much driving a nation off a cliff as fast as this happened. It just, by the way, just for this new generation, that doesn't normally happen that quick. But this happened really quick. And God has to be allowing that to take place to get our attention before it goes off the cliff. Because think about it, everything that our president has promoted and pushed and legalized is everything that infuriates ISIS. Mm-hmm. We saw it 6 days of Iraq, on our 6 days in Iraq, right here on VFN TV. We saw the money line, the fuel line, fueling ISIS. And they said, we looked right at it. He said, we could stop it, but they won't let us do it. America sends weapons to the leadership of Iraq, but they're not letting us have any weapons. So the Peshmerga in the northern parts of Iraq could have just stopped the money going to ISIS, but they didn't. So we're fueling them financially. We're fueling them by not attacking them and dealing with them. And we're fueling them by saying, everything you hate, we're going to become. I mean, you know, plain as day, if somebody's, you're upset with somebody and they're doing the one thing that pushes your buttons, it just makes it worse, especially if you don't know God.
That's right.
You remember that, right? Those days. And so our president is accelerating, think about it, accelerating the animosity in the hearts of people saying, this is why we hate you, and this is why we're going to fight against you. And our president, for whatever reason he's doing it, you know, he's doing it. I mean, that's just happening. He's putting this narrative out there. They're saying this is what's going on, and they're actually doing what they're saying. If you look at the platform of the Democratic National Convention, you know, and you look at the platform of the Republican National Convention, almost everything the Democratic National Convention stands for, ISIS goes, you know, this is why I'm going to cut your head off. This is why I'm going to do mm-hmm. this. And it's like, don't you understand? God's not going to let us get away with this sin forever. We're going to be dealt with as a nation. But we can repent. God either visits sins or he forgives sins. I would rather ask God to forgive me. And listen, this is somebody from the son of the leader of Hamas. His name is Youssef. He's speaking to the Jerusalem Post. And he just says it. I mean, this guy was you're talking about Abbas, President Abbas. That's Hamas government that's there. His dad is the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. He wrote a book called The Son of Hamas. And listen to what he says about our president's message, his rhetoric. How everything that's happening is escalating this thing. Listen to Youssef speak at the Jerusalem Post.
The president of the free world stands and say, when the president of the free world stands and say that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate to create more terrorism.
You don't want to say what really is, because you're hoping that it doesn't. I mean, we always think, no. But listen, we got to wake up. We have to wake up. This is intense. And it's not intense because ISIS has got some strange powers all of a sudden, or all of a sudden there's followers of Muhammad's teachings, or, you know, a Republican or a Democrat got in office, or, you know, our borders are porous and people are poor. It's because we've sinned. This is happening. This is God. This is a conversation between God and those who once followed him. It is not between anybody else. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. But if we don't, he won't heal our land. And, you know, Rick Joyner says, I think it's a very good statement. It's true. If you stay on the road that you're on and keep going in the direction that you're headed, you're going to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And repentance is when we turn. It's when we turn. I believe, I really believe, I mean, we've seen, I mean, whatever happens to America, God's kingdom is going to just continue to drive, and there's going to be great revival, young folks by multitudes. But the question is this: have you made a choice to turn to God? Are you blaming the local news network and saying, oh, that, you know, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, ABC, CB, you're just criticizing, or some Washington, D.C., not realizing they don't have anything on God. God's dealing with us right now. He's dealing with Washington, D.C. He's dealing with our sin. And you hear people, if you listen to what the enemy's saying, you can almost hear what God's saying to you. They're hearing it twisted. They're hearing things like purge means violence. But what God's saying, I'm about to purge America of her issues. You know, when you hear people, you hear ISIS saying what they're saying is, you know, Allah, this is what we're doing. It's like, what's God saying? I'm dealing with your sin. I'm using this people to deal with your sin. Mm-hmm. And why would we send our soldiers to die for our own sin? Why don't we just repent and God put peace on every border? Why they hate us? They hate us. They pretty much always hated us, but they had no power over us. God kept peace on a hedge of protection around America. But we're seeing the hedge pulled down. We're seeing things pour into our borders. We're seeing people focus on the ramifications of our sin, but nobody's saying, I have sinned and I have fallen short. I encourage you right now just to make that decision for God, to make it for God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.